All this week, we're exploring stories from Upper Peninsula writers. Today's story is from Beverly McBride. She's a writer who lives in Sault Ste. Marie. The story is read for us by Jackson Knight Pierce. It's from a series of books McBride has written called One Foot in Two Canoes. A lot of this focuses on cultural identity among the Native American population. This story is from the first chapter in her latest book in the series called Without a Paddle.
Maryville, Michigan is a rural, northern, small town in the Upper Peninsula with majestic, yet unassuming maple tree-lined streets. These maples show impressive changes with each season. It's a colorful town, robust green in summer, unrelieved white in winter, and red, yellow, orange in fall. That's where I live with my wife, Luvinia, I call her Lovey, and our little baby. Most of the houses in the downtown neighborhoods are old, Victorian they call them, with columns and peaked roofs and porches that lead to the decorative front door, although most houses are entered through the back door, through mudrooms. Neighborhood activity surrounds people coming, going, visiting, strollers stringing along the sidewalks, bikers, joggers, male persons walking house to house, waving to those outdoors. Our neighbor has lived in the same house for 80 years. Who lives in the same place that long? People who love their lives just as they are, that's who. People who don't have the need, or perhaps the drive, to go see other places, since the places they see every day are enough. Three kinds of people live in this town, according to my humble observation. Those who are scared and therefore closed off to any new idea, therefore they can't imagine living anywhere else. Next, those whose personalities are just naturally way too big for small towns, so they remain unsatisfied with anything here. Can't wait to get out, lumbering toward the hollow promise of some other greater place. You know them, the folks whose ideas are grand, who push themselves to activities and ideas beyond their confined experiences here. And then third, there's transplants moving here seeking to enfold themselves into some elusive sense of hominess. I was born here. Lovey was born here, and our son was also born here. Most everybody I know was born here, along with all their families. Sometimes you hear of someone who went away, worked or studied, built glorious lives elsewhere, then returned back here after all their years away. They're now working to reclaim their local status, which they never really lost, by virtue of spawning here in the first place. Sometimes you find someone who moved here for some other reason. They are an anomaly. Who would move here to this cold, snowy, closed environment? Are they crazy people, or just looking for something else elusive? I don't know about them. I don't know many of them anyways. I am a Native American, but not so that it shows. There seems to be a lot of us up here in the Upper Peninsula. Actually, very few of us wear our culture on our sleeves. You may fail to recognize us at all if we don't fit your stereotype. I don't look like the TV Indian image of high cheekbones, prominent nose, and parched brown skin. I have been accused of being pretty stoic at times. I'm one of those live and let live kind of folks. I've kept my hair long before, which is a dead giveaway to a red path walking Indian around here. Right now mine's buzz cut, so when I'm on the job hunt, I don't have to endure the questions and speculations on job interviews. If I meant to be serious about walking the red road, I would keep it long no matter what. I, however, don't have that courage gene. I have a pretty short fuse, too. Patience has never been one of my virtues. It makes me laugh to be considered a bad boy, especially by Lovey's family, since that is so far from the truth. Well, it's true. I sometimes act before I think. This is one of the reasons I'm in the mess I'm in, they tell me. Lovey says she can look me in the eyes and see that I'm a softie. That's okay. She's the singular one who knows that. She's my one and only. She's my woman. I'm her man. I want to be all she needs to be happy. When I get on a better footing, she'll come back with me, no doubt.
That was Jackson Knight Pierce reading from Sault Ste. Marie writer Beverly McBride's book, One Foot in Two Canoes. Tune in tomorrow to hear a poem from the UP's Poet Laureate as part of our week series, Stories from the UP. You can find the series by going to MichiganRadio.org.